Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Torque Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TORQ and on the OTCQX under the symbol TRBMF. I am chatting with the Executive Chairman, Sean Wallace, as well as the Chief Geologist, Michael Henriksen. Now guys, there are a couple news releases that we are going to cover here. One that talks about the drilling at the Margarita Copper Gold Project in Chile, and another news release that outlines a new option agreement on the Santa Celia Gold Copper Project, also in Chile. Now that is a big deal, but we will get to that second because I do just want to get a quick update on this drill program. Announced October 7th, drilling at the Margarita Copper Gold Project. I understand the program is 4,000 meters, around 16 holes. Sean, let's bring you in here first. Give us a little update on how this drill program is progressing now that we are nearing the end of October, please.
Yeah, well, thanks, Corey. We've been diligently working away at Margarita, and we managed to outline some good drill targets. We're currently, I think, just finished our first hole. The project's all set up and all the staff are up there and everything's working quite smoothly. We're just awaiting news from the field, if you will, about how it's going, and awaiting assays obviously will be the ultimate, judgment on how well the drilling has gone. But we sort of got off without a hitch and we're very, very positive about, the opportunity to make a big discovery at Margarita.
All right, switching over to Michael here. It's the first time having you on to discuss this project on the show. So, Michael, give us some insights on some of the high priority targets that are being tested within this 4,000 meter program, please.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I think, obviously the primary thesis that we have here at the Margarita Project is there's abundant copper oxide mineralization. And we're saying, okay, we've got to get the sulfide source of that. And what we've done in terms of the exploration targeting has just been the classical approach. You go out and you do your geology, you layer in your geochemistry surveys on the surface, and then, of course, your geophysics. And what we've found is there's three primary target areas. In the southern area, you've got the Margarita target and the Cotatuna target. These are abundant copper oxide on surface. There's chargeability anomalies underneath suggesting that there's sulfide. And so we're drilling for that copper sulfide source. That's key. And that's where we've actually started the drill program. As you move to the north, there's a couple of structural corridors where we start seeing, stockwork veining, bits of copper oxide mineralization. And it's that same geophysical signature where we see that chargeability and we say, okay, we know that these structures continue from the south going up to the north, and, we see copper oxide over several kilometers along these structures. So, we're there to test them. But, ultimately, we're looking for that big bulk tonnage discovery that we know exists in the belt. And we're certainly excited to be initiating our drill program at the moment.
Okay. Guys, well, we will follow up as we get some of those drill program or some of those drill results back, but I do know that will take some time. Let's talk about this option agreement for the Santa Celia Gold Copper Project in the Maricunga Belt in Chile. This was announced very recently, October 21st. Let's first get some background on the project. Sean, you've been hinting that a big deal was coming out of the company. You finally got this one done, so congratulations on the front end, but what drew you to the Santa Celia project? Give us a little background here, please.
Well, sure, Corey. A project like Santa Celia was essentially our dream come true in terms of what we were hoping to achieve when we went to Chile. In fact, when we embarked on this sort of Chilean adventure, this was the prize that we were coveting from day one. The fact that we were able to achieve that in under 2 years is really extraordinary. So, what drew us to it is, A, it's in Chile. The boxes we need to check when we look at something is, good mining jurisdiction. Okay, Chile, check. It had to be on a major system, Maricunga Belt, check. There isn't a bigger system out there. And we had to have a path to 100% ownership. So we would be the masters of our own destiny. So check. This project also happens to have some sort of historical work, sort of frozen in time in the early 90s, which was obviously a different world, both in metal prices and, you know, obviously in costs as well. I think the metal prices have outrun the costs. And so this project did not get as much love as it deserved at the time because it wasn't recognized for what it is. And I'll defer to my good partner, Michael, here to say about what the geological opportunity is. But certainly from a corporate and a financial perspective, it really checks all the boxes you need. It's in a stable jurisdiction. It's on a major belt. It's well endowed. And, you know, really, you can't ask for much more than that.
All right, Michael, over to you. Let's talk about some of the mineralization that has already been seen on this project through some past work and what you're expecting. Within the news release, it was outlined there are high-grade structures and veins more close to surface, something you alluded to earlier, plus porphyry mineralization proven through some drill holes back in 2012. Take us through, Michael, what you're seeing, what you expect in terms of mineralization on the project, please.
Yeah, certainly. Santa Cecilia is ultimately immediately adjacent to the Norte Abierto joint venture, which is 50% held by Newmont and 50% held by Barrick, with the Caspiche and Cerro Casale deposits. In addition to that, just to the north of us is the Refugio mine. And so if you were to stand on the top of the hill where some of the historical work's being done at Santa Cecilia and you do a 360-degree turn, you're basically looking at, you know, plus 50 million ounces and 13 billion pounds of copper. So it's an extraordinary place with respect to endowment. And we hold this big land position of, you know, 32 and a half square kilometers with proven mineralization across it. You know, so for me, when I look at this and I think about the broad themes that Santa Cecilia represents, there's several. First off, there's oxide gold mineralization at surface. That's beautiful. So that could be a potential heap leach sort of scenario if we can build an economic body, much like you would see at the Refugio mine. Immediately underneath that and touching it is a big gold copper porphyry, much like you see at Caspiche and Cerro Casale. And there's been a very limited amount of drilling into that, only two holes, but with long runs of very good mineralization. And we'll get to that here in a bit more detail. And then beyond those two things, you also have the potential for high grade. And we see a different type of system where we see high grade gold silver veins on the western side of the property. So, you know, when you kind of take all of this together and you say, okay, well, you've got high grade, you've got epithermal gold oxide, you've got an underlying porphyry, and you're surrounded by these world-class deposits, and we know we're on a mineralized system. You know, my question is, what does this ultimately become from a discovery standpoint? And that's exactly what we're here to find out over the next several years. So it's going to be an awesome time exploring this project.
So I will post a link to the news release here that does outline some of the key targets, some of the mineralization, some of the past work and drill results, as well as the option terms. But look, the company is going to get working on this project very quickly. Under the option terms, within the first 12 months, work expenditures of $3 million US do need to be spent. So then what does that attack strategy look like here, Michael?
Well, obviously, we want to get the drill rig out as soon as we possibly can, you know, to start exploring the mineralized system that was defined by the historical work and expanding on it. You know, our goal here would be to do that very early in the new year. At the same time, you know, look, this project has been frozen in time since 1990 when the last serious round of work was done on it. And so, you know, we've got some geological catch up to do. But the beautiful thing is with the historical drill results, we can really start to contextualize Santa Cecilia from a modern perspective with the new discoveries that have been made since then. So expect us to get the drill rig out very early. And then, you know, obviously to develop our targets during this first year as well.
Now, when it comes to some of these targets here within the news release, there it is outlined that there are these high grade structures and veins, what you are alluding to there, very near surface, plus this porphyry mineralization. Some drill holes were outlined in 2012 that were drilled that intersected some very long widths of mineralization. What does this tell you about the potential makeup and what is possible at this project then, Michael?
Well, it's one of those rare projects where, you know, the epithermal system is truly attached to the porphyry. And that's exceptional to begin with. You know, when you look at, you know, when you look at the porphyry intercept and you say, okay, there's 926 meters of 0.45 copper equiv, and there's this, you know, these two holes sitting there, you know, you have to contextualize them. And the best way to do that is through geophysics in this case. And what we have is a geophysical signature that is one-to-one correlation with the porphyry mineralization. And it's a very low resistivity signature. And that signature goes from, it has a dimension of 2 kilometers by 1 kilometer by 1.5 kilometers. It's a huge block of rock. And there's only two drill holes in here. So, you know, when we look at this and we think, well, what does this mean? You know, that is a huge amount of space to be exploring in. We don't know how big the porphyry system can be. Obviously, we want to try and drill the best grade we can. There's no doubt about that. And our job is to figure out within that 2 by 1 by 1.5 kilometer chunk of rock, you know, where the sweet spots are going to be. So, you know, that'll be part of our targeting effort. But, you know, already from the perspective of just looking at it from today, there's over a kilometer vertical of continuous mineralization, and that's an amazing start.
So Sean, let's bring you back in here, because look, the company has been moving nicely ahead with now the drilling at Margarita and then also this option agreement for the Santa Cecilia project. The stock price has also been doing quite well. Where do you want investors to focus here as we end 2021, move into 2022 with the portfolio of projects that the company has now?
Well, I think that what I would be keenly focused on if I was an investor looking at this project would be certainly the Margarita drill program and what may come from there. And then looking forward to see what sort of plans we come up with for Santa Cecilia and what size program we announce and so forth. The company will need to finance between now and the time that we go after Santa Cecilia. We have the requirement for some extra capital. I think with the response that we have seen so far to the news, I don't anticipate that being a difficult task to undertake. And as you well know, we've been successful at doing that many times before, and frankly, with lesser projects than this one. So I think that going into 2022, it's going to be following up on success at Margarita. I'm going to be bold enough to say I think there will be some success to follow up on there, and Santa Cecilia. And then, of course, we have our Project Andrea that will be commencing our exploration program here in the new year. So there's going to be lots of news, lots of stuff going on, lots to pay attention to. And I think it would behoove anyone to certainly do that.
Okay. Guys, it sounds like there's a lot of news coming. And now with this option agreement signed and the acquisition of the Santa Cecilia project, that really does add a whole other level to this company that already was getting fairly well recognized by the market. So we're going to continue to follow along as news develops. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Torque Resources, so we will be following up as more news hits the market. Michael, Sean, thank you for your time. Thank you for the update, and please keep us up to date on future news.
We will do so. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.